Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Michael's in Cranford. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Mike.
I think to BT's point, with Cortez, the thing that gets so frustrating is I thought Boone managed the first two series really well. Everything he touched was gold against two mediocre teams. Then he was managing that game really well, which made the Cortez call so bad is that it was so obvious. These other callers that are going in and saying there was, you know, it was a coin toss. It was obvious that if you put Hill in, like A-Rod said, he's showing you a different direction on the arm, the way he comes in. If you lose there, okay, it worked in the other two series. It was an obvious pick. But the biggest issue, and you guys excoriated me when I called in July, is Judge can't hit under pressure. I called you guys. You took me to task. And I was upset. And now we're in the series. And A-Rod the other night talking about the expanded zone and everything. You know what, A-Rod? Come out and say, I went through the same thing because this guy has A-Rod virus. It was the same thing, if you guys remember.
I do.
He couldn't hit BT in the postseason, and he had a look like, I just want to go sit down.
Yeah.
Judge has the same look.
No way does he have that same look, Michael, and thank you for the call. No way.
I feel like, I don't feel the same look there.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's Aaron Judge. So you and I disagree, BT, on where Judge is at right now. I still think he's closer than the numbers would say. The numbers are awful. He's striking out, obviously, a ton. He's coming up in big spots and has not gotten it done. The worst thing that I saw from Judge was getting beat by that fastball. And it wasn't that he just got beat by the fastball. It was that he wasn't looking fastball there. It shows you that his head is all over the place, so much so that the pitcher could challenge him and actually get a fastball by him. I don't think that's going to happen again. You want to test him again and try to do that, you're going to get burnt by him. You want to continue to pitch around Soto or walk Soto and get the Judge, eventually you're going to be playing with fire here. I don't believe it's pressure with Judge. I think it's been a little bit of circumstance, maybe trying to do too much, and then it's kind of snowballed a little bit. I think he's coming out of it in a big way. My biggest question just remains, can the Yankees continue to pitch the way that they have against the Dodgers?
Now, he very well might bang one, 435 feet first at bat tonight, and it's a moot point. Yankees win going away, and Judge is back, and Yankees eventually win a championship here. I know he certainly has the capability to do it. I don't necessarily expect it, and I'm generally the other way. Like, it's funny, a lot of times we have these conversations, like with the Jets, I need to see it before that was your position. I need to see it before I actually believe it. And I was like, nah, listen, this roster is outside of solid. This roster is really good. I think they could be really good. I'm kind of taking a page from your book on this because I don't like the way he's taking pitches right now. And when I look at a hitter, I could bore everybody to tears about getting in the right count and doing all the things mechanically that you have to do. But when you are not taking a pitch that is so clearly a ball and you don't look like you, that means you don't recognize it early. That means that you are definitely thinking about swinging. And I'm talking about balls that are off the plate, not something that's like 2 or 3 inches. I mean, that's wide. Like you can tell a lot by somebody's take. And I don't like his takes right now.